Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the day after a very tragic moment in the U.S. Capitol, a very tragic event. We mourn for those officers who were injured, for the woman who was killed, for our country, because nothing good came from the violence yesterday. It set back the Republic. It set back the Republican Party. It set back the Trump movement and the legacy of Donald Trump. And nothing was achieved from it except violence, death, harm, and dishonor to this country. There is lots of reasons for people to be upset with their government, to raise questions about the election, but storming the Capitol is not the solution in any circumstance. Today we all mourn for what has happened, even though we remain resolved to try to answer questions like what happened in this election. How do we fix things? And to that effect, today, I wrote a story trying to explain how Republicans, based on our investigation at Just the News, how they really lost this election, what happened. If I were to put it in a 5 or 10 second soundbite, the fact of the matter is Democrats changed the rules to anything goes in 5 or 6 states, and then they rolled up the vote under those anything go rules. Those rules were implemented without the blessing of the legislatures, but those legislatures under Republican control didn't object. They just didn't object. They didn't do their constitutional duty to review the changes that the executive branch or unelected bureaucrats had made. And the Democrats took advantage of it. And as I point out in my story, the Democrats told the world what they were about to do. Republicans were asleep at the switch. I think that's really what we're going to find out when we're all done. I also talked to more than 36 political experts about what the Republican Party can do to fix the problems that put it on the short side of this election. And I think there's a lot in this story, chock full of ideas and thoughts, all other people's, not mine. And I hope you get a chance to take a look at it at justthenews.com. Today, we are going to introduce you to a new platform that is beginning to take the social media world by storm. I'm a big advocate for it. I call myself an ambassador for it. And it's called Clout Hub. It's like having Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and your favorite podcast and other things all in one platform. It's a super powerful new tool. And the reason I want to introduce you to it and to its owner and founder and CEO, Jeff Brain, he's going to be with us in a few minutes, is because it is censorship-free. It is also a privacy-protecting platform. It doesn't try to aggregate your data and your behavior like Facebook and Twitter do and sell or market or target you for products. It actually allows you to control your privacy in a big way. So it increases the privacy and lowers the censorship. And on a day when President Trump's accounts at Twitter and Facebook have been suspended, on a day, week, month, year, where we've seen so much censorship and cancel culture across the social media universe and the search universe, I want to introduce you to some platforms where we have the opportunity as Americans to have free speech. Listen, free speech comes with a cost. Sometimes you're not going to like what other people say. Sometimes what other people say is false or offensive. But I believe our founding fathers intended us, with the exception of criminal speech, to have that freedom, tolerate even views we don't agree with or find factually inaccurate. And I think Clout Hub is one of those places where those who are frustrated by the Twitters and Facebooks of the world have an opportunity to express themselves, gather, create communities. I love the hub part of Clout Hub is about creating communities in the social space. It's one of the new softwares and new solutions that I'm really aggressively testing and using and becoming an ambassador for. And on a day of censorship, on a day of troubling moments, I want you to hear from Jeff Brain. He has a lot to say. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, Jeff Brain, the CEO of the new platform Clout Hub. Don't miss this. This is a censor-free, privacy-protecting platform. It rivals Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. It's a wonderful place to go check out. I hope you do. I'll be sending out a link today to a page where you can sign up, where friends of mine can sign up for this great new platform. All right, let's go to that commercial break, hear from our wonderful sponsors, our great advertisers, and when we come back, our exclusive interview with Jeff Brain, the CEO and founder of a brand new social media platform, privacy-loving, free speech-enduring, called Clout Hub. All right, we'll be right back. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest on a very special mission. I have the CEO of the brand new social platform Clout Hub with us, Jeff Brain. Jeff, welcome to the show.
John, thank you for having me.
Well, as you know, I'm an ambassador. I love this platform. I've become a big fan of it so quickly. And I wanted, if you could tell folks a little bit about what inspired you to do this and how this is different than what people already get in Facebook, Twitter, Parler. You've created a tool that really breaks through, I think, in many different ways. And I'd love people to hear from the founder and the visionary's own words, you know, what inspired this?
Yeah, John, thank you. You know, my background was as a civic leader, and I was very actively involved in activities and community. And I felt that today's social media has really lost its way. It's become unhealthy, it's intrusive, and it's focused on things that don't really matter. And what I felt, there was an opportunity to use social media in a very different way, actually as a tool to be able to bring people together to a platform and then empower them to, yes, they want to socialize and be able to interact with their friends and family, but also give them the tools they need to be able to address the issues that impact their lives. So in trying to do that, what we've created is what makes us different is basically we're social media or using the power of social media to do good. On most social media platforms, we post and that's the extent of it, right? But on Clout Hub, you'll be able to actually connect with other people, collaborate, organize through our groups, advocate to your legislatures, whether that's the federal level, state level, or local level, access resources. If you look at, you know, we're really living in a digital society and no social media platform actually serves as the tool to connect you to the different elements of that digital society, whether that be, you know, a civic hub, a business hub, a faith hub, an entertainment hub, a sports hub, education hub. And that's where Clout Hub is going. So it's a complete platform, you know, it's convenient all in one. Everything you do in YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube right now,
you can do in Clout Hub.
You can do in Clout.
Yeah, it really, Swiss Army knife is what it feels like to me. I mean, everything is available to you there. And I love that because they're, you know, it's ironic. But neither Twitter nor Facebook nor YouTube ever thought that they were glad being their own islands. And I think here you've created an entire, you know, social media nation where all the tools are available. What's been the early reaction to it? You've been marketing for just a couple months now. What's it feel like in terms of engagement, audience, and what are you hearing?
Well, people love it. They love the convenience. They also love that through having all these in one platform, they can achieve more with less time and effort. Right now, you know, we maintain our Twitter accounts, we maintain our Facebook accounts, we maintain our YouTube accounts, and they connect, but it's a lot of effort. In Cloud Hub, we can connect your videos to your groups and your groups to your discussion timeline, and it makes the ability for an influencer to be able to do a lot. And then there's also, of course, the other issues, which is, you know, we know on Facebook and the other platforms, they're suppressing the reach, right?
Right.
And that doesn't happen on Cloud Hub. If you have a million followers on Cloud Hub, a million followers are going to see your post. And that's important to us.
Yeah, that's such a great point. I think a lot of people don't. I mean, influencers know it, obviously, because they can see the difference when something's been shadow banned or repressed. But a lot of folks don't realize that when you put something on Facebook or Twitter and you send it out, you may only be reading a third or less. Particularly if it's news, it can be as little as 10% of your actual followers may actually see the post. And I think that's one of the many things that just brought my attraction to the platform. How many users do you guys are growing? I mean, only been on for a couple months, but how's the platform growing?
Yeah, we're growing by about 2,000 to 3,000 people a day.
Great.
And that's really very good. And it's stable growth and the people like it. We poll people who join Cloud Hub to see how they, you know, react and how they like it. And there's a standard test you do for people, you know, when you're sharing a platform. And we get about 85% are very happy. About 10% are neutral and about 5% are unhappy. And those are very good numbers.
People yeah, those
really
are great
like it.
Numbers.
You know, you'll see on Twitter and things, people posting how they love Cloud Hub, actually. And we're really excited about that reaction.
Yeah. And I think one of the big things, and after this past 4 or 5 months where we saw several things censored that later turned out to be accurate or meaningful that shouldn't have been censored, you're censorship free, right? You allow all views, all viewpoints, and describe the difference between you and, let's say, a Twitter and Facebook when it comes to freedom of speech.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cloud Hub is absolutely supports freedom of expression and speech, right? We want people sharing ideas. We think that YouTube and Twitter and Facebook taking down videos of even the doctors talking about potential treatments for COVID was wrong, or suppressing the story about Hunter Biden, you know, that's not the role of social media. So Cloud Hub encourages people to discuss all sides of the issues. We believe that the public can decide what is right and what is wrong, and they need to hear all the sides. I mean, can you imagine if big tech was there when we were talking about big tobacco? Would they be suppressing the stories about it potentially creating cancer, right? I mean, it's the same thing they're doing today, right? So, if they were around when Martin Luther King was, you know, fighting for the, you know, bus strike, you know, would they be silencing that? I mean, you know, they're silencing people who oppose, you know, the lockdowns, right? And taking those stories down. I mean, I know Bill Mitchell, who has a big following, or had a big following on Twitter,
right,
had his account taken down because he complained about wearing a mask.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we really need to be able to hear all sides of issues and make our own mind up.
That's really the exciting thing. And I think Americans in the big advent of 2021, where they're trying to put 2020 in the rear view mirror, no, COVID's clearly at the top of the list, but censorship and suppression of expression of freedom of speech is going to be one of those things that they want to put into the rearview mirror now. When you talk about creating communities, and the name, I really think to me is when I first heard it, it really sold the idea to me, because you're trying to give people the ability to create these hubs, these communities, these neighborhoods, these discussions, and then the clout to reach them, meaning you're not going to be, someone doesn't have an artificial foot on the brake trying to keep you from gaining influence or reach because of whatever philosophical difference they have. Do people who are now using the platform, are they beginning to understand the incredible powers that this platform unleashes?
Yes, we are starting to see that. We have a group in CloudHub that has thousands and thousands of people coordinating ride sharing and caravans to the rally January 6th.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. They're indicating what their location is and if they need a ride or have extra space. And we've seen thousands of people, organizing. Now, we actually have a group that's focused on reopening churches, right? Getting not just churches, but synagogues and mosques.
Right.
All so
Places of
and the
worship,
group is
yeah.
called, yeah, because the group is called Faith is Essential, reopen houses of worship. And so and you've got it. That's exactly it. That CloudHub is about doing, right? It's about giving people the tools they need, to be able to connect, collaborate, and influence the issues they care about. They can hold their elected officials accountable. They can impact the issues that matter to them, and they can reclaim control over their lives, their communities, their social media, their freedoms even, right? Because we're seeing so many of our freedoms being threatened right now. And so we have a number of groups, the truth about COVID, opposing the excessive lockdowns. And these are all geared towards actually taking action, solving problems, and mobilizing, and interacting with legislatures. We will in the future we'll be adding a civic hub where people can access resources at the federal, state, and local level. And somebody could say, "Hey, I need 200,000 people to write to Ted Cruz," and 200,000 people will push a button and communicate to Ted Cruz.
Wow.
That's what we're creating.
That's
We're
engagement.
putting, yeah, we're putting power back to the people, where it belongs.
It's a big, crowded, sharp elbow space, right? Social media, Twitter, and Facebook are very protectionist of their monopolies. They often buy up
Yeah.
competitors rather than let them flourish. What gave you the appetite to want to get in the middle of that giant wrestling match? And spring up and get going. I mean, something must have motivated you at the time. You've done a lot of incubating of entrepreneurial things in the California, Los Angeles area, right? I think a city of Los Angeles, if I remember correctly. Why get into this crowded space where the big guys really want to crush the competitors? What inspired you?
Well, what inspired me is just I just have this sense that there's an opportunity, a need. And when you talk about my background in LA, I actually passed a law to in California, working through the state legislature, to allow communities in California, if they're unhappy with their leadership, to take steps to reform it. I led a reform effort in Los Angeles. I've just always had that inkling to, try and fix things. And I felt, social media, there's huge opportunity for people to be able to use it a different way. I know I was on Twitter and I was getting shadow banned, and I just thought that was really wrong. And based on my experience of bringing diverse groups together to solve problems, I felt I could bring that to social media. I'm not intimidated by, the guys at Facebook and the Twitter. I think we're in a different space than they are. Where, they do what they do, and that's up to them. What I'm doing is building something different. What I believe will, you watch the movie Social Dilemma. There's lots of problems with social media. We haven't even gotten into the privacy, the health issues, but CloudHub solves them. I mean, we talked about free speech, but we also deal with privacy. CloudHub, they're invading your privacy. They're stealing your data so they can give it to people who then target you with ads. We don't get into that at all. We don't dig into your phone. We don't track you where you're going or what you're looking at. We don't data mine you. We don't need to, right? And we don't even take the IP address that you came in off of. It's
Yeah,
complete privacy on CloudHub.
that is such a great point. And I had this experience over the weekend where I was actually searching for a specific tool to finish a yard project. And I'd been on Google on my browser. And then instead of using my Facebook app, I used the web version of Facebook. And within minutes, tool, you know, ads for the very tools that we're looking for were showing up in Facebook. And it's a reminder, darn, they know exactly what I'm doing. And they're always pitching me, always selling me something, even though what I'm really trying to do on Facebook is social engagement. It's not, I didn't go there to be a marketplace. You really built that into the DNA of CloudHub, privacy, data protection. And what did you learn about the other big institutions, how much they're selling data? I mean, you probably saw this in your own world. What's that marketplace look like, and how did you manage to resist it?
Well, we resist it based on principle. We just don't think that because you join a social media platform, you give up your right to privacy. That should never have been the case, right? We are not, our principle is this. We ask for three things when you join: your name, your email address, and your phone number.
Right.
Those are the only three things we require. Anything after that, you voluntarily, you know, might provide. You might provide a location so that you can get local news and information, but we don't take it. You know, we don't data mine yours. So our whole principle is you provide it voluntarily or don't. You know, it's up to you, but we don't take it. We don't watch what you do. We don't manipulate what you see. None of that. There will be promotions, but they'll be in a promotion almost like in a newspaper. It has a classified right. section, right? So there'll be a promotion area where you can go and get local discounts to local businesses and services, restaurants, and you'll go there on your own accord. We absolutely do not put ads in the timelines. Remember when Facebook, you could talk with your friends?
You could.
And you felt like it was private, and you'd share the birthday party pictures and the anniversaries and the graduations. And then it just got to a point where all you're seeing is ads, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that thing anymore. So we don't put any ads in any of our timelines. And we have a public timeline, we have group timelines, and we will be adding a private hub where people will be able to talk privately with their friends and family like they used to do on Facebook.
Wow.
That will be coming to CloudHub very soon. But there'll be no ads in any of that. People... And that gets to that health issue that I talked about. That's called a pattern interrupt. When you're talking and all of a sudden there's an ad pops up, right?
Yeah.
It's retraining your brain. That's what Social Dilemma was all about, right? The movie, they're talking about how they keep you glued to the screen so they can sell you ads. And we don't need to do that. We're a tool. You'll use it if you want to use it. You won't use it if you don't want to use it. If you don't need it for the day, don't use it.
Yeah.
We actually used a consultant in the neuroscience industry to help us design our platform so it is healthy. So, you know, we talk about free speech, we talk about privacy, and then it's healthy. It's designed to be healthy. You have complete control over all the bells and whistles. And there are certain things we do like to prevent the comparisons between
right.
each people. You know, it's not about how many likes you get, this and that, you know, like the other platforms are.
Yeah, no, it's such a great point. So I tried to do this the other day, and I think it's a fun exercise. You're somebody who wants to sound off on an issue, and you're going to create a video. You're going to start sharing some news articles, and then you're going to want to create a group of like-minded people, whether it's the bus tour to Washington, D.C. for the January 6th Electoral Challenge or the 2020 Get Out the Vote race or somebody trying to help a charitable cause. Describe in the dashboard all of the tools that you put at my disposal. It's really remarkable. I feel like I'm on seven platforms, but I'm really only on one. Describe all the different tools that somebody who is, you know, just an everyday American who wants to start to make an influence or start to get people talking about something, all the tools that are available in this dashboard that you built.
Yeah, so we have a public hub, which is like Twitter, and we have three timelines in that public hub. So not just one like Twitter, but
right.
three different discussion timelines. So that's kind of like the modern day town hall, right? You go there and you talk about the issues publicly, but you don't always want to be in there. So sometimes you want to just go talk to your friends. And so that we will have the private hub, which like I said, is coming next. And that's where you talk with your friends privately.
Right.
And then we have a civic hub where you'll have access to government, community, and election resources, and where you can influence the decision makers who are making those decisions. We'll have a promotion hub where you can get discounts to local businesses. And we'll have a business hub where you can promote your business. It's kind of like a Facebook business page.
Right.
It'll actually be superior. We have a group hub where people can join groups, create groups, and we'll have templates for different types of groups. Some people teach, so they need a teaching group. Some people are celebrities, so they need a group where they can promote their, you know, concerts or events and their fans can interact. Some people are run nonprofits, so they would need a template where they can promote, you know, run a nonprofit, actually do billing, set up their committees, their issues. And then we have a content hub. We, you know, we have channels where we have really good shows there. And then we have video sharing like YouTube, and we'll be adding podcasts, and we'll be adding blogs as well.
Wow.
And then we have a news hub where you can get your daily news, and we're very, you know, proud to have just the news being added there.
Yeah, we're proud to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then looking to the future, we're adding a faith hub, and Kevin Sorbo has gotten involved with us, and he's
sure
going to help. He wants to connect all the houses of worship across the United States on Cloud Hub through our faith hub so that there can be building unity, cooperation, and restoring faith throughout the country. There'll be an entertainment hub where the gamers can come and play, you know, and you can watch movies and other entertainment. There'll be education hubs. So if you're trying to decide, you know, what school you want to go to, you could, you know, look through the education hub. There'll be a sports hub, a finance hub, a growth hub, and then a marketplace. So lots of tools. And then what's important too is we will connect all those tools. So if you have a channel on Cloud Hub, we can connect your channel directly to a group, and then a group back to your channel. So you, let's say, could have your show, your podcast, and be talking about an issue, an important issue, and say to the people, you know, when we're done, go click the button and go to the group, and we have their documents there. You can look at the documents, you know, and they can do that, and then they can even discuss it. So there's lots of stuff we can do. We, you know, a lot of times people don't know where to start if they have an issue in their community. And, you know, while we all think of terms of right now national politics, really what most people care about is local.
It's local. That's right? That's the truth, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. They care about the school their children are going to, if their street is safe, their neighborhood's clean, you know, and can they get a job? But many times when there's a community issue, they don't know where to start. And Cloud Hub will actually even have process. It says, okay, so if this is your issue, let's say it's graffiti, you know, you're not the first community to have graffiti. So what did other communities do? Number one. Number two is if you want to take steps, here's the steps to take, you know, and we'll walk people through, you know, form a group, set up a meeting, you know, here's the agenda for the meeting, you know, things like that. So we actually will walk people through. And then since our platform is about civics and making a difference in your communities, we're going to take a portion of our revenue and put it into a foundation. Then members of our platform can then apply to that foundation for grants if they wanted to create a pocket park or improve, plant trees or stuff like that in their community. They can apply for a grant, and we would provide that grant for them to do that, because that's what we're trying to actually promote, you know.
So. Yeah, it's extraordinary. When I was deciding whether I wanted to become ambassador, here's what I felt like I was in. I felt like I had Google News, I felt like I had Stitcher and Libsyn or Art19, because if you're a podcast producer, you got to upload it somewhere to get syndication. All that's available. I had my YouTube, I had my Twitter, I had my Facebook. I'm going to soon have a marketplace so I can sell my golf cart or something if I have something down the road, or use chainsaw, whatever I'm to do. And then you had the messenger capability, the ability to talk to your friends. You had the blog posting capability. And I think most excitingly long-term is sort of the ability to create groups where you could create events, where I could have a private event. Hey, listen to my most recent analysis of what went wrong in the Russia case. And, you know, I could reach everybody at once through video, through podcasting, uploading documents. It felt like I had seven or eight different systems all in one. And I think that's what excited me, because it's a pain in the neck to have to go and log in here for that, log in there for that, go there to get the same thing. And what was neat was with a single login, basically everything that I could do on 6, 7, 8 platforms was in one. And if you haven't had a chance to experience this, folks, I'm going to send out a link on my social media today. Check it out later today. You can quickly sign up and see what it's like. It is, for me, a game changer. It's exactly what I've been wanting for 3 or 4 years. And beyond the functionality, you get that assurance of privacy of data, freedom of speech, all the things that we used to enjoy on other social platforms that have slowly been eroded. Jeff, some people are going to ask, well, how do you make money on this? You're not selling my data like folks. How will a business like this ultimately become self-sustaining revenue? Where do you make your money long-term on this?
Yeah, so on a platform is comprehensive as this, there's lots of different areas we can make money. That promotion room I talked about, people will pay to have those promotions there.
Sure.
And then our platform for people who are engaged in civics or community or political issues is sort of like LinkedIn, where it's free to use. But if you want some premium features, which might be virtual meetings, kind of like a Zoom experience, and other additional storage, things like that, you'd pay you'd subscribe for a premium membership, which would be either $49 a year or $99 a year. So it's not a lot of money. Right. It'll give you lots of extra power. But we assume most people use it for free, and that's just fine. And then like the election pages and stuff, the candidates will pay for.
Sure.
You know, so there's lots of different places where, you know, we can, you know, make money, and not have to violate
our privacy or our invade our free speech. So what a neat idea.
That's right. Well, and it's just a matter of principle too, right? So if I'm standing in front of you, John, I could ask you, what are your interests, right?
Right.
Really simple, and it's a sign of respect, right? John, what's your interest? What do you want to see on this platform?
Right.
Tell us, and we'll help you connect to it. Or I could do what they did, and I can just sneak behind you and try and look at everything you're looking at, right?
Yep.
How disrespectful is that and terrible and you know, to do that? But that's what they're doing, right?
Absolutely.
They're tracking you to look at everything you looked at. And they could have just asked you, John, what do you want to see?
Yep.
You know, tell us what you're interested in, and we'll help you find that. And boy, it's so simple, you know, and easy. And we're treating people like grownups.
Yeah, that's the key. We're letting you have the flight stick. We're not taking the flight stick from you on the ride through social media. I think that's what really appealed to me and found so interesting. So one of the things that I have been concerned about, and I've been a journalist now for a little over 3 decades, and is the erosion of Americans' understanding of their civics, of their government. It's sort of like where people were in spelling maybe 30, 40 years ago before we created the spelling bee and made it a national event. So I'd like to brainstorm right here on this podcast an idea, because you said, hey, we want to figure out what things. Could we do something? Could Just the News, could John Solomon Reports and Cloud Hub work together? Could we create a civics quiz? Could we create a civics bee in the future where we can start to help retrain Americans about the Constitution, about laws, about how you can get politically engaged? How would you go about doing that on your platform with all the different extraordinary tools you've built into it?
Well, first of all, absolutely we could. And an approach we could take is to create, you know, like a little like steering committee, you on it, me on it, and a couple of the people who are engaged in civic interests. That's how we're handling the Faith Hub, right? We're inviting faith leaders and to join a steering committee and then find out what they need, right? Now, I can also tell you that I had a conversation with Richard Dreyfuss. And Richard Dreyfuss started in 2006 the Civic Foundation.
He did.
And he's very interested in coming to Cloud Hub and getting involved with us. And what he wants to do is create, you know, we have our channels, and he wants to create a show around civics and teach civics and interview actually educators and political leaders.
What a great idea.
Civics, you know, and because that's his whole foundation's purpose, is to return civics to schools. And he said, you know, up until now, I can only talk about it, but your platform allows me, you know, it's like a place where I can practice it.
What a neat idea. And I suppose we, you know, you can add video to it, right? We can have polls, we can do quizzes, we can build a community. We could have one place that sends out a curriculum. I was thinking about this last night. How would I go about doing this on this platform? And you could create a group, they're all educators, that could come up with ideas for sharing curriculum together. And you could have another one where students could take a quiz and see if they can get earned points towards something. Maybe down the road, stores would provide discounts for students who complete a quiz. All of those tools are available on this hub, and it's something I want to get involved in as I get older. And you know, I'm still always going to do news until I can't pick up a pen anymore, but there are other things that you know you want to leave behind as a legacy. And one of the things I've learned over the last 4 or 5 years is how little, because we've become so busy, how little we've learned about our government and the civics process. And I think anything we can do to contribute knowledge to that would be exciting. And you know, Richard Dreyfuss is a huge name, and it seems like right here on this show today, we just came up with an idea that we could expand across Cloud Hub, and count me in for it. I want to do it, and I want to do it on your tool base because I've really become inspired by it.
Well, thank you. And that would be perfect because, you know, the thing that I look to Cloud Hub to be different than the other platforms is it's a place to come and do. You know, yep. It's a place for people come and make a difference. And that's really important. We can educate people, we can help them and be a tool for them to advance their lives, you know, grow and benefit society. And really, isn't that what social media really should do?
Totally.
Right?
Yep, that's what it's
advance society.
Yep. You know? Now, that's really the opportunity here, to do something good while doing all the things we've become accustomed doing to on our phones and on our computers. It's the best of both worlds. Jeff, real quickly before we go, how do people get on the platform? You've got these great apps. You go sign up. I'm going to put my sign up page out there and try to drive John Solomon Reports and Justin News followers to it. But describe how people can get on the platform quickly.
Yeah, they can go to www.cloudhub.com. That's our main page.
Right.
And from there, they can click links to get the link to the App Store, whether they're Apple or Android. We are available for Apple devices, Android devices, and we're available using a web browser. So it's really easy to sign up. It takes about 2 minutes to sign up. Very simple process. We don't dig into your stuff. So,
right.
You know, it's very simple. And people like it. You know, it's a clean platform. It's nice looking, and it'll only get better. You know, we're not perfect. We don't have the $1 billion budgets that Facebook and Twitter. So you'll find little bugs.
Sure.
But if you let us know about it, I promise we'll fix them. And we do that. We're very good about when people report bugs. Fixing them.
So. Yeah, no doubt. And we're on a nascent journey together. Everyone who joins now are in at the ground floor building out this community that's called Cloud Hub. And so folks, if you're looking for a place to have that privacy you felt was taken from you, that free speech that you felt was subverted, and a one-stop shopping location where you can get all the tools of the YouTube and the marketplaces and the podcasting and Twitter and Facebook and news and grouping and messaging, go check out cloudhub.com. www.cloudhub.com today. And I'm going to send out a special link for Just the News folks so you can sign up through one of my pages and get going. But this is, I think, one of the big transformers of 2021. I hope you get involved with it. I certainly am. You're going to be able to see me on there every day. In fact, I've been posting stories since just before Christmas every day and going to be doing a lot more. Now I committed myself to doing something on a civics quiz basis. So I got more work to do. It's great. Jeff, thanks again for joining us, and thanks for having the vision to listen to what Americans were actually saying they were frustrated about and try to create a solution, not another complaint. It is a remarkable thing what you've done with Cloud Hub.
Well, thank you, John. We look forward to working with you and welcome all your listeners to join Cloud Hub. Thank you.
Outstanding. All right, folks, we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now, get 15% off and free shipping at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at TakeLean.com. One more time, TakeLean, LEAN.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code JustNews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. I hope you learned a lot. I'm so fascinated by Clout Hub and other emerging platforms. I can't thank you enough for all that you're doing to help us grow as a news organization. Thanks for the trust you place in us. I hope interviews like today introduce you to new ideas, new thoughts, new technologies, new people. I'm a big fan of Clout Hub right now. I hope you are too. And we'll check it out when you get a chance. I'll send that link out by social media in a few minutes. If you're on Parler, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, I'll be sending out the link right now. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the day. We'll be back tomorrow to focus on Capitol security. I want to really talk about whether we had adequate security at the Capitol Wednesday during this terrible tragedy, and bring in a few lawmakers and others with expertise to talk about what we're learning and what we can do to make our great Capitol building safer in the future. All right, God bless. Good night. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.